I'd like to take the opportunity to run through the whole week with you day by day. On day one, this is where you introduce the new alternate spelling or representation that you're going to teach. Now, if you feel that your students really do need some practice and consolidation with the things that have already been covered, please take the time to do it. There is nothing to be gained by rushing ahead and trying to build this understanding of the complexity of the code on shaky ground. So take the time to make sure that students are firm. But if they are, here we go. We're going to introduce that new alternate spelling, explaining how it works. Then we're going to show examples of it in the words. And so we will have had our words already prepared: baby, lady, basic, whatever it happens to be. Then you will unpack the grapheme and any spelling generalizations, or we used to call them rules, and model how that works. So you might say that in, and this information is all in that teacher background knowledge in the lesson plans. So you might say something like, in the word basic, there's two syllables, basic. The end of the first syllable is the sound A, and it's represented by just this letter A by itself. This is sometimes called an open syllable. Now, if you're thinking, I don't know this information, that's okay. It's in the teacher background information there inside the lesson for you. So don't worry too much. So step three is you unpack how the word works. Then you have the students do the reading. They're going to read the list of words that you have prepared. Four or five words is plenty. Then you will have the students write the words. They're going to spell the words that you've just read. And so that will involve you going, baby, we're going to chop that syllable, baby, write down baby. And then you show them the word and they tick it or they fix it. And that's the end of day one. So we've had a look at what the new grapheme is going to be. On day two, we want to engage the students in starting to work with the new grapheme as well as the things they already learned. We're going to try and put it together. But if they were a bit wobbly on day number one, take an extra day and repeat that lesson. As I've said, there is nothing to be gained by rushing ahead when the kids aren't ready. The pace at which you teach depends on the response of the students, not the days that I've put here at the top of the lesson plan. So please feel empowered to follow what your students need. But if all is going well, then you're going to repeat a little bit about what you talked about with the new grapheme. And then in step number two, you will again talk about the guideline, but this time you are going to have the students talk about it with each other. So the A is used at the end of an open syllable, and then you'll have them say that and they'll talk to each other. Then you're going to have this list of words with all of the spellings they've already learned. You can see here on the screen that we've got lady, play, rain, cake. They're all different versions, and you're going to muddle them all up and you're going to give the students the list for them to read. Then you're going to do a word sort. Now, word sorts are about thinking about how words work, and they're really useful. But what we don't want to do on day two is absolutely bombard the kids with a big list of words with four or five different ways to spell it, because we're going to overwhelm some of our students. So we're only going to ask them to put the words in the grid after we've shown it to them. And it's literally going to look like, this is the word lady. This has that long A, open syllable spelling. Put it in that column. Then you might have the word rain, and you show the word rain and say, this is rain. It has AI. A is that's used in the middle of the word or the start of the word. Pop that in the grid and you will literally explain every word, eight words or two words for each spelling that has been taught, so that the students are fully supported and paying attention to the structure within the words. This is not a testing opportunity yet. We're just engaging them. On day three, we're going to build some more understanding. So we are going to ask the kids to have a little think. This is just you doing that little bit of formative assessment by saying, boys and girls, can you please write down all the ways that you know how to write the sound A, and have a look and see what they know. If they come up with AY and nothing else, okay, there's more work to be done here. So use their responses as the guide to how fast you move ahead or how much time you take to go back and review. Then you're going to repeat reading the words with the students that have all the alternate spellings in them before you do a joint construction of the anchor sentence. And so you'll have a look at the clip about decodable sentences, and that will tell you how to do step number three on day three. But essentially, you're going to introduce the anchor sentence because it provides literally a mental anchor. The baby plays with trains in the shade and they learn this a little bit rote, let's be honest, but that's actually all right. They learn this and it just helps to jog their memory. It's not a replacement for all of this great work we're doing, exploring the internal structure of the word. It's just a little support. Then we're going to extend them now, and we're going to give them spelling words with the words that we've just had. So we would have had lady, play, rain, and cake. We're going to ask them to spell those words all jumbled up. Then we're going to ask them to write that anchor sentence. So we're giving a little bit of space practice with all the known spellings. They're going to write it themselves and check in and tick it or fix it. Then we're going to give them this time another word sort, but we're going to give them one known spelling and one unknown spelling or the new spelling. And so you're not going to give them all four or five at once. You're going to give them the new spelling, and then you might give them something that's like obviously different. So maybe you would give them play, day, say, may, and they have two columns, and that's why I've got two columns in the picture, two columns. And so you read them the words. See, it's an unseen word sort, and you have two columns, and then they have to think about the word and write it in. It's a gradual increase. Or what are we doing? Gradually releasing the responsibility and handing it over to them. On day four, we're getting them to do a little bit more again. Now, if you get to day four and you find that the wheels have fallen off, you're going to go back to day number two or wherever you think you need to take it. So again, we're going to check in with them. Write down all the ways that you know how to write the sound A. And you might prompt them by saying, remember our anchor sentence, the baby plays with the trains in the shade, and that can jog their memory and help them just remember. Then we're going to review those guidelines for spelling, have a joint construction of a word sort using all known spellings of the target phoneme. So now we're going those four, the lady play, rain, and cake again, but it's a joint construction where you facilitate the decision making. So you might say, boys and girls, talk to your partner about the A in this word, lady. And what you're looking for is for the students to say it's the open syllable A, or they may say it's the AY that we use at the end of the word, or they may say it's the AI that may never be used at the end of the word, whatever it happens to be. We want to build their meta understandings or their knowledge of how everything works so that they can have some logic in their decision making. Now, in saying that, this doesn't always work. The phoneme is a prime example, but wherever it exists, expose the children to it and have them think about it. You're going to do another joint construction of that anchor sentence, then use those day four dictation sentences that we saw in the lesson plan. And you're going to give them one sentence that has just one phoneme represented, one grapheme, sorry, represented in each sentence. Then that's an opportunity for you to have a look, formative assessment, check in, how are they doing? Then you're going to do another unseen word sort. So we've unpacked words in step two. Then we're going to do an unknown, unseen sort, but we're going to have one new grapheme and two known spellings. So on day number three, we had two things to think about. On day number four, we have three things to think about. And so we are gradually increasing the amount of information that the students have to process. That again is an opportunity for you to check in and see how they're doing. Day number five is, let me move that, a little bit of more consolidation and assessment. So we are going to again, ask the students, write down all the ways that you know how to write the sound A, tick it or fix it. You might prompt them. Remember, there's an anchor sentence. The baby plays with the trains in the shade, and you've had lots of opportunities to do this with them. Then they're going to do a partner read with all known spellings, and that is in the partner practice booklet. And you will have used the partner practice booklet up until this point. We're going to explore that in more detail in that clip. Then you might actually have them do a partner spelling quiz with the words from day five. You will give the students a dictation of the anchor sentence. So no joint construction on day five, just a dictation, see how they go. Then you're going to do another unseen word sort with all the known spellings, and the students place the words into the appropriate columns. So that would be in the case of A with four different spellings, and then you will collect that for marking. Now, you will also be looking to do your decodable sentence work with them, to have your partner practice and or your decodable text work. Remember, partner practice doesn't replace decodable text, but it's an addition and a supplement to the lesson. And if you are all reading the same decodable text, you'll take the time to review any tricky words needed for reading. So that's the 5 days. And I know that it seems really complicated, but that's why I've given you this full week on a page so that you can print it out and have it at your fingertips.